Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You got a chance to get in here and hang out with us. Come on, get in here. 713-780-3776.
These guys are weak.
I know everybody's really weak, right? I mean, I'm sick of their being so lazy, just listening and having us just entertain them instead of actually participating and doing something yourself. Okay,
good point.
Be greater. Okay, be something. Be special. And instead of just laying around and listening to us. I mean, lazy, terrible people. I don't mean terrible. I don't mean you're a terrible person.
Yeah, that's a little.
You're a better person.
Yeah, you went.
But you're a better person if you do, right? I feel like that. Rockets tonight, and the Cougs last night. We've got basketball here. We got pretty damn good basketball here. And we've got two games back-to-back here with the Rockets tonight and tomorrow night. And we'll see whether or not they can win another in this back-to-back situation. 5-8 this season on the second games of back-to-back. That is telling, especially when it's a team that is, you know, in the thick of the playoff race, fifth overall in the West, and they're 5-8 in the second game of the back-to-backs. It'll tell you how tough back-to-backs are. And the difference between not playing back-to-back, playing back-to-backs, and not playing back-to-backs is substantial for the Rockets, and they have had the most back-to-backs in the NBA this season, which sucks. And Ime said earlier, he said, "Hey, you get better, and they give you better schedules." Is that true? When you are a,
I didn't know that, but maybe team, that's a thing. I mean, maybe he just knows that.
I don't know.
He said,
I don't know. Is that do the Lakers, do the Celtics, do they get better schedules because they are those organizations?
Probably.
That sucks if that's the case. Don't you think schedules?
Well, I think stars get preferential treatment. That's not new.
No. Listen, should you be on TNT more? Should you be on ESPN more? Should you be highlighted in big games more? Absolutely. But should you have better schedules?
Well, that I don't feel like you should.
I don't think so either. I mean, I get it. I get wanting to highlight you more and being, you know, on playing on Christmas Day. I think LeBron has played on Christmas Day every year. I think he's played on Christmas Day every year.
Do you think he wants to?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe you do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're the face of the league. I mean, and that's probably your most important day. It's the most important day of the regular season. Now that the NFL said, "Screw you, we're going to play on Wednesdays too." When you're playing, I mean, I think it's not as big during the week. The NFL has gotten so selfish and so full of themselves. They said, "You know what? Even though Christmas is a Wednesday, we're going to play there just to screw the NBA. I know they've owned that day. They don't own it anymore. Not if we're playing." And sure enough, who dominated the day? The Texans with their play. The Texans looking fabulous against the Ravens.
Yeah, well, playing their ass off. That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Who's the most important organization? The Texans. They put them on Christmas Day. What? Yes. And look at how they showed up. Showed up, showed out. FAFO.
That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah.
That's one way of looking at that game.
That was one
they
of the worst.
They got a big fat Grinch on them from Baltimore. Yeah. Grinch the flip out of them.
Wow. You almost said a bad thing.
I know. I almost did. And I almost meant it.
They effed around and found out, didn't they?
They found out. I don't know if they were effing around, but they definitely found out.
Right. Anyway, so, yeah, Ime had some thoughts on the schedule. He also had some thoughts on Fred VanVleet. We had a little bit earlier in the show. He wants to see Fred back. Fred may come back tonight, as a matter of fact. Fred may be on the floor tonight. We'll see. To be at full strength again would be nice. I kind of a little bit miss Fred, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, no, I've had Fred. Fred can come on back.
Yeah. Oh, you feel? Oh,
yeah,
no,
I'm
let
back.
Him come
like
back.
We can. Yeah, Fred can come on back.
Okay. All right. Well, that's awfully nice of you to let Fred come on back.
It's time. Let's get Fred back. It's time. He's had his time off. Let's come on back.
Yeah.
It's time to come back, Fred.
It absolutely is. What's been the matter with him, by the way?
It's been the foot. I think it's where he got his foot stepped on. That's when he left the game, unless it's something else. But I think it's just – I'm just kind of just waiting for Fred. Then all the turnovers go away and everything's better.
Well, I don't know about that. I know the shooting's not going to be – the two-point shooting's not going to be all that tutti-frutti when he gets back, but okay.
Well, two-point shooting, schmoo-point shooting. Who cares?
We don't need that? We're not worried about it?
No, not worried about that. We're more worried about three-point shooting. What kind of league do you – what league do you think this is where two-point shooting matters?
Well,
you're joking,
I'll tell you,
right? You think two-point shooting matters?
Three
greater than two. Do the math.
Yeah,
well,
three
we know
is
who
greater
the
than
numbers
two.
Guy is here.
Yeah, but what if you miss them all the time? Isn't it? Wait a minute, aren't two pointers easier to make? That's what I thought.
No, apparently
yes.
Not.
Yes, they are.
Not for Fred.
Not for Fred. Fred is the exception to that rule.
Do you know there's? I'm looking at something about Shador Sanders, and you know he's not going to throw at the combine. He's not going to do anything at the combine, which is fine. I don't think it's a big deal. Abdul Carter's not going to do anything the whole draft process. That hasn't come out yet, but that's the rumor, is that he's not going to do. He's going to Marvin Harrison this thing. You've got – I don't know if Travis Hunter's working out. I'm hoping he does, but I haven't seen if Travis Hunter's going to work out. I hope he does. There's some other players. Will Johnson is not going to run. There's fear he won't run at all because he's afraid of what he's going to run, the cornerback from Michigan. So, you know, but a quarterback like Shador not throwing, not the end of the world. Cam Ward is undecided. Dell, what's the latest? Is Cam Ward, do you know if he's going to throw or is he going to chicken out?
I haven't looked it up. I don't care about what Cam Ward does when he's not a Cane.
You're getting a Cam Ward jersey.
Yeah, when he's actually playing football. I don't care about Cam Ward when he's practicing to play football.
Well, what I think it is no one wants to see a healthy Quinn Ewers out there showing him up, is what I think it is.
Texas out there, is back, folks!
And he's healthy, and he's dropping dimes all over the field, and all of a sudden everyone's like, wait a minute, Shador Shishmore, Cam Schmam, bring us Quinn. Remember when he used to have a mullet and could throw it sidearm, running left and then throwing right sidearm, all those sweet moves we saw on YouTube? That's the quarterback teams could be drafting. Instead, they went a bullcorn with Deion's son or a guy who couldn't pick a school. No thanks.
Oh, started an Incarnate Word.
That's a five-star. Quinn was considered, quote-unquote, the greatest high school recruit, the most perfect. What was he called, Dale? I think he was called the most perfect quarterback prospect to come in, or the highest graded quarterback prospect ever in high school.
And that's when he had a mullet.
And then all he did was get to the college football playoffs.
Yeah, that's all he does. He did it at Ohio State.
Imagine what happens if he grows his mullet back and gets healthy from that oblique.
I believe his title was the most glazed on college high school.
They didn't call it glazed on. That's not how it happened.
No.
Glazed on. Wow.
That wasn't his title.
Glazed on.
The lazy kids are on their way to school right now. Holy crap. Mm. And they're hearing glazed on?
I was trying to think of his title. I thought, considering how much hype he had, that glaze was the thing you were going for.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Although there was some of that, but no.
Wow. I have got, we got a break here. Let's take this break here. When we come back, I have like the ugliest, and this is from Newsweek magazine. I have one of the ugliest headlines that you will hear, okay? It's terrible. And we'll do that on the other side. What's wonderful? Champion Energy. I was talking about it just a little while ago for you. And if you're somebody who's you got your electric bills and you're like, what's going on with this? This sucks. I mean, and it still sucks. And we haven't been using that much electric. We're not using our air conditioner, and it still sucks. Well, then go with Champion. I love Champion. I've loved Champion for, I don't know, 18 years now. And it's going on that. And I've been a thrilled customer. I've never had any issues whatsoever with Champion Energy. And when my contract is up, they always notify me and they tell me, hey, you got a better deal right here. There's a better deal out there. So why don't you grab this right now? And I do. I sign up for a year or 2 years. Boom, I'm good. And I'm good with Champion Energy just has fewer fees and all the other crap that they throw into these electricity bills. Mine just got less. And you know what? And I'm saving money. And I've saved money over the years thanks to Champion Energy. If you're looking for an electricity company, if you're sick of your high electricity bill, champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So I just reposted Lance, you got to watch it, Charlie Morton. He's on Foul Territory, A.J. Pierzynski and the other dude. He's talking about Game 7 where Lance started in L.A., and he's talking about, they were asking him about coming in and coming out of the bullpen. Charlie's so cool. Charlie Morton will always, always, always be so cool. You want to talk about a guy when you're interviewing him, a guy who thinks and is very thoughtful, thoughtful on every answer that he gives. Just a great, great guy. And he was reminiscing about, you know, he was like, I'm cool. I pitched game 4 and I'm just walking around. I know Lance because I saw Lance at breakfast in the morning and Lance is, I'm like, wow, that dude's about to start game 7. That's so cool for him. That is awesome. And he thought, I'm not getting in. And AJ came up to me at the park and he goes, I'm going to get you in. He's like, oh, really? Really? I'm going to pitch today. And sure enough, Charlie, that's where he became Charlie F. and Morton, right? That was so totally sweet. So the headline here is the headline, Lance. See what you think of it. Newsweek magazine. Texans considering relocation due to massive stadium renovation hurdle. Texans considering relocation due to massive stadium renovation hurdle. It went from this is a week from hiring a dude who helps build stadiums, right, to we're going to move if we don't get this done.
Where do you see that, by the way? Like,
Newsweek,
what do they cite?
Magazine?
What do they cite as their – tell me what it says in the article.
Two sources familiar with the Texans' thinking told the Chronicle, the Texans have explored the possibility of a new stadium, though the team is not committed to the path. The team has not proposed a new stadium in the lease negotiations, and the ultimate decision will depend on what makes the most financial sense for the Texans head, Harris County, leases, blah, 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 blah.
There's a line in the aggregation of what the Chronicle article. This is mostly based on what the Chronicle has.
Yeah.
The report also indicates that sources close to the Texans have mulled over the idea of relocating completely. Does that mean out of the state or the city or out of that area and moving to a different part of Houston?
They would never relocate from the city. That's absolutely will not happen 1,000,000,000%. They're not going to. It would have to be to It would probably mean to like Katy or, you know, a surrounding area where a massive structure could be built that could be multifaceted facility.
Well, it would not be. Here's what it says.
Not be out of
use. Here's what it says. The Texans are reportedly working on a new lease agreement with the stadium, but a new assessment has deemed that the stadium is in average or below average condition compared to its peers. There has been a long list of deferred upgrades, which could lead to the team seeking to relocate entirely. I don't know what that means, if that means Katy or if it means San Diego.
Anywhere.
I don't know.
They're not going anywhere.
I don't know what that means. How about
You're
the San Diego
anywhere.
Texans?
Their whole family is based here. They're not. This is not going to be another Amy Adams, Bud Adams situation. They're not going anywhere. And you'll never hear them say anything about leaving the city of Houston, other than unless it means, you know, trying to build outside of Harris County. Well, then, you know, then you might be able to see something. Fort Bend County is getting really, really big. 59, it's an easy shot down 59. I always hear Katy talked about Fort Bend County might actually be better, to be honest with you, from a travel standpoint. But, yeah, I could see it headed to, you know, headed 59 north is terrible at all times, so... That area, I don't know about all that area, but I could see maybe Fort Bend County, something like that. It's accessible by a few different routes, so maybe that, but not out of the greater Houston area to another city.
You don't
that
think
isn't happening.
You don't
you know,
think
they
the,
hate.
Sandy, the San Diego Texans? You don't think that's
No, they could take all their stuff and just get out. If they did that, they can take everything and leave forever, and they're the worst people ever, and they all deserve to perish. I mean, if you want to take us, if you want to literally get an organization, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. You're not tricking me.
I'm not trying to trick
Are
you.
Are you tricking
I'm telling
him?
You what a Newsweek
Reputable
story says.
I don't care what stupid
Chronicle
Newsweek says.
Actually,
first of all, Newsweek is just all they're doing is quoting.
It's
oh,
the
they're
Chronicle
just quoting the
story
Chronicle.
That they're grabbing.
It's just
all
a
this
bunch
stuff
of
from.
Bull crap posturing. They're trying to get into. I told you guys this is coming. They want a new stadium because they want more money. Period.
And what if
give
the
me
city
that money.
Takes a
give
stand.
Me my money.
What if the city takes a stand and say, "No, we're not. You're not getting any of our
Good.
Money."
Good. The city should take a stand, and then they'll just have to deal with it. Then you get to nothing. Then you raise your own individual money like all the other places are doing now. Privately owned. Stop telling us to build stuff for you. We're done.
What's
no.
the last privately owned stadium that was built?
Everybody has private money in it now.
Well, I'm no private
Everybody
money,
does.
Sure, but.
The biggest issue is the $1.4 billion needed to get NRG Stadium up to date would fall to the residents of Houston and Harris County. Elected leaders.
Nope.
But those counties are also reporting still paying off the debt they incurred from building NRG Stadium 25 years ago. Harris County Sports Authority is also paying off $1 billion in bonds
Astrodome.
It used to build NRG, Daikin, and Toyota Center with a payoff date of 2056. The Sports Authority would then not have enough capital to finance another stadium. Boom, they're moving to San Diego.
Well, the Titans.
Yeah,
because
those people really get into those people really get into football.
San Diego would love a team. I mean,
I'm sure they would. They can't keep the Chargers. They're not keeping them.
Because an owner decided it was more profitable to move.
Yeah, because they won't pay for a stadium.
Well,
San Diego, Texas.
San Diego won't
pay
for public. They won't give you public funding.
Tennessee.
Plus, you're going to take it up the ass if you want to go to California, just like John's dealing with. Ass.
Whoa,
boom, boom,
whoa,
boom, boom,
whoa,
boom.
Whoa.
There you go.
You're talking about teams not getting public money. He turned off his camera. Tennessee is getting 1.6 from their city. So stadiums are still being funded publicly. 1.6
yeah,
billion.
No, you're just trying to piss me off.
You,
I'm not going to listen.
I'm looking right at it. You said.
You barely talked off show.
Said,
now you just want to poke the bear.
You said stadiums aren't being publicly funded anymore. Tennessee's they're getting $1.6 billion from the community. So, yes, they are still being publicly funded. And that's what the Texans are going to want.
Not here, they're not.
We'll see.
Not here, they're not. Yeah, we'll see. You think Houston's going to pony up a bunch? You think the people in this city will vote for a bunch? It has to be voted for. You think they will vote positively?
No, I
for
don't.
Giving money to the Texans.
And do you think the Texans? And do you think the Texans will go? You know what? You're right, everyone. We're going to publicly fund this whole thing.
Well, like I said, it's about time the surrounding areas paid up.
Sorry.
Okay? Yeah, no, no, no,
not
no.
In the same county.
You're
sorry,
a little
you can't
Galveston County
you
down
you
there, Fort Bend County, Montgomery
this,
County.
Unless
don't
you're
put
moving,
all of this on Harris
unless
County.
Unless you're moving the Texans
yeah,
new stadium
up,
to Lamarck.
League City.
Unless you're moving the stadium to Lamarck, take it, Harris County. You're paying for it.
Leeches.
Or not.
You got my money,
you're
League City?
You're a bunch of leeches. Yeah.
That's all
pay
y'all
up.
Do is just
you
suckle
don't
off
live
the
here
feet
anymore.
Of Harris County.
Yeah. That's all right. We're supposed to entertain
yes.
you. What are we, clowns over here?
Are we
yeah,
here
we're
to amuse
supposed to entertain?
I'm sorry. Why would I pay for a product that hasn't advanced past the second round of the playoffs in its entire existence? Why would I be paying
it's
up
about,
for that when you don't even
happen.
Reside in the county I
why
live in?
Why would we?
You know what?
Get why would
county.
We? Why do you think we would?
You were very
we
excited
we
when
won't
they got
vote
here.
For that. We won't. Take your team away. We don't care. Beat it.
You say that now. You're all brave now.
We need a team again.
Yeah.
You said
we
don't
a
have
team.
A team to choke.
You're very brave
second
now,
second round
sir.
To get their asses kicked by the Ravens and score two. What
right.
will we it's- ever do? Someone please help us.
Who you,
us
who you root for
team.
When they leave?
Give us another team so we can have Clint Black
you know what?
Well, he's
as
got
our
the Colts.
New Clay
as long
Walker.
As Ballard is there, he's got the Colts.
Who
yeah,
cares?
Look, he's got anyway. He's up in Indianapolis again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meeting
you
his buddy.
Cares anyway.
No wonder he's so against it. He's got the Colts as a backup.
Yeah.
Colts.
Well, pony Colts up.
This is what Harris County. This is what Harris County's saying right now. This is what the Texans are. This is what we're saying to you. See my background now. This is what we're saying to League City and Chambers County and Fort Bend.
You can't force us to pay for it.
And everything.
Yeah.
Give me my
pay.
Money.
Give me my
remember
money.
Remember when Morty was getting choked and Robert De Niro yeah. wanted his money? That's what I say.
Yeah. Give
Lance,
me my money.
Give Cal what he
it's
wants.
It's time for y'all to pay up for
give,
all the for
all
the
what? For
look
all
at what
the
CJ's
what?
CJ's giving you.
For all
look
the
at
what?
All the excitement and entertainment
all
CJ
those
Stroud's
missed out routes
you.
From last year. I got to pay
now,
up for that.
Yeah.
Let's also
yeah,
be clear. I don't know
up.
How
yeah.
much we are actually paying as
there's, hey, there's a wide open
suckling off the
there's a wide open Robert
County
Woods
for years.
There's a wide open Robert Woods for a first down. Oh, the quarterback threw it 8 yards over his head. You want me to pay for that?
Yeah.
Making all and here's Cal's response to all you all your complaints.
No, we're complaining about Fort Bend, and we're complaining about Galveston and Montgomery.
Don't try to
stop watching our team then.
Please.
Stop yeah. watching it.
Please, can I get yeah. two good football games a week as opposed yeah. to suffering through the Texans? Please give me that.
Yeah.
Instead of
yeah,
forced to watch the Texans play every week, I would appreciate good football.
I need a stadium in here. I need a stadium in here. I need a stadium in here. Oh.
Stop.
Oh, my God. Well, time for you to pay up. You and the rest of
don't worry
you,
about it.
Yeah,
you,
cronies.
You guys can stand firm, 10 toes down, about how you're not going to pay for anything. And then when,
nope.
it, when it gets that time. And the
anyway, we don't really pay. I mean, let's remember, a lot of it is visitor taxes or whatever on rental cars and stuff like that.
Well,
hotel taxes, but you'll pay out of the ass if you want to do a staycation.
I mean, that's another
well,
ass
you know,
reference.
Wow, again, went out of the ass.
Don't care. Then don't bring up stuff about the Texans leaving. You already know it's not happening.
I don't know. San Diego needs a team.
Yeah, Cal and Hannah,
team.
Who are throwing up a bunch of H's, running around yeah. trying to be, we're for the city.
Well,
and
what
then
do you think that was
I
for?
Mean,
they'll do
good
S-E
luck getting
then.
Out of the city. Good
they'll
luck getting out of the
S-N-D.
City.
What do you think that was for? You don't think
N-D.
That was part of the plan to ingratiate
S-N-D.
Themselves when they
no,
came asking
we're
for
Houston.
Money?
We're the kings and queens of
yeah.
Houston. Didn't be that.
When they came
then
asking for money, they wanted you to
I'm
remember,
not listening to you,
hey,
Dale.
Look at
there
us. Remember that mustache shirt that we had out for everyone? Me barbecuing,
yeah.
throwing up the H,
yep.
wearing big chains. I'm good old Cal. Pay up.
Yeah. Yep.
They're not going anywhere.
They're going. You don't know. You don't know.
I don't believe they're right. not. I don't believe they're going anywhere either. But I know that all that stuff where hey,
you
look how great
paying?
They are now was all about.
You think
this.
We're paying for anything?
It was
hey, too bad.
Does,
so sad. Should have won more.
Does Fort Bend make sense?
I mean, if you want to do it outside of Houston, if they got look, if you're going to do something like this, you're going to have to. It's going to have to mostly be private money, and then you're going to have to buy a bunch of land. So you're because. The next model is the SoFi model. And you know how much that costs? Like $180 billion.
No.
Elon Musk couldn't afford it. It's so expensive. Jeff Bezos is like, this is too much. And you've been there, John. That place is badass.
It's badass. Yeah.
Well, but what you want, I mean, well, listen, I'm being serious. The Astrodome, it's a joke. You could put a convention center there, and you could put a hotel. You could build a hotel facility, and it could feed into NRG. You could do whatever renovations you want to NRG, and you could have basically one mega center right there that you could have a lot of different events, and you could have people staying in a hotel that was built there. But some of you idiots want to sit there and praise and get on your little prayer in your prayer circles and light magic candles and say, oh, Astrodome, please, Lord Jesus, please help the Astrodome and protect the Astrodome, Lord Jesus. Please let it be the great Astrodome forever so that we never have to worry. And we can always have this big chunk of stupid metal here doing nothing with nothing inside, no functionality to it, all this space. Please, Lord, keep it here so that when the aliens come down, they can see the great wonder, the eighth wonder. This is where they first had AstroTurf, where if you fell down, you could literally break your knee because there was concrete underneath it. And you had, you could throw the what was called the Cincinnati hop, where you could throw it across where Dave Concepcion used to make throws midway off the AstroTurf because it was just like concrete and you could get perfect bounces every time. This is where the Astros lost against the Phillies in 80. This is where they choked against the Mets. Here is where they where you had the University of Houston beat Texas A&M in the only game that started on one time of the time zone. I mean, on one day, and then ended on the other day that's played in a central time zone. What are we doing? What are we talking about? This the Astrodome is terrible. Blow it up. Build something real there. Get a renovation for energy and stop bothering me with this nonsense. I'm not listening anymore.
John?
Goodbye. Thanks for calling.
This is giving you a Princess Leia vibe where Obi-Wan, help us. Do you see how the video is shaking?
Yeah.
You missed it. And he was white.
I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's giving Obi-Wan, help us. Okay. Thanks.
John, the Texans are going to look into their own division and go, the Titans are getting the biggest public subsidy in U.S. history for a stadium. Their yeah. stadium's going to cost them $2.1 billion. They're getting $1.26 billion in a subsidy. You think they're going to look to Amy Adams Strzok and go, she can get that and we can't?
No, listen. They're right about one thing. It's inadequate compared to the other stadiums in the league. It is. It now you got no roof on it or patched up, and it looks like, it looks like a barn. Listen, they could, if you want to compete at the NFL level, you need a better stadium than that. Okay? It's not up
good.
To
good. Take
the
your money and go get one.
Look,
good. Take
listen,
your money and go get
do
one.
Do we want Final Fours here? Do we want national championship
games? No, I don't care. Who cares? Who cares?
No.
I don't care.
Yeah, we do.
Why?
Yeah,
so we can pay $800 a ticket? So we can pay
$800
a ticket? What do you
future
care?
World Cups, all that? Yes.
You got rich
do.
Friends who buy who give you tickets. What do we care? We can't afford them to go.
Well, no.
Who cares?
We do care. We want them in our
oh,
city.
Oh, they're going to bring money to our
city.
Economy. Oh, they'll bring money to our economy. Stupid.
Yes, it does. I don't know
no,
if you heard.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
What? How has it made one bit of difference in my life? It hasn't. Don't care anymore. Bring my rates down on my homeowner's insurance and my car insurance, and then I'll talk to you.
Okay.
If Final That's... Four will bring my car insurance down, then I'll talk.
Okay, no. It helps our city. It helps our. It's a
don't
helps
care
the hotels,
about the city.
The restaurants.
Don't
do, it adds
figure
money
it
to
out
the
yourself.
City.
Don't care. Don't care. Fix me now.
Now
my grocery bill's still high.
Advertising
no one
money to give you advertising
don't
money.
Care.
That's what they.
Who
yeah.
cares?
You do.
You care. I think.
Don't
yeah.
care about anything right now. Nothing you say is I'm going to care about. Get a new stadium. That's great. Pay for it. Get rich friends and pay for it.
That's what
you're
going
to. You're going to get all the money from it. You're going to get all the everything that comes is going to go in your pocket. You're going to get the money for it. Put some cash out. You can't. Look, scared money don't make money. So put your money on the line. It's not going to benefit us at all. What are we going to see? A team that gets blown out in the second round? Who cares anyway? A bunch of rodeos.
So you want them out? You want them out? Just beat
no,
it.
No, I say build your own stadium.
Okay. They ain't building it, but just it's just
all these people and everybody else who like what do y'all? It's funny, people on Twitch. What do you? you guys act like you're, no, we won't do anything. And now you just are letting them ram you up the.
Hey.
You know,
wow,
what?
Wow, wow.
Relax.
Wow.
Whatever you say, anything you say, I'll do. Please don't hurt me. Chicken
okay,
ships.
When they walk out ship, the door like the Oilers did.
I said
okay.
Chicken ship.
What? Okay, relax. What's wrong
when
with
When they
you?
Walk out the door like the Oilers did, then you're going to say, yeah, oh,
who cares
I wish we'd have kept on.
Good. Next team up. Bring another team here. Who
How
was,
long did that
come
take?
Come on over, Carolina.
And
come on over, Jacksonville.
Building and you'll have to pay for
Trevor
it.
Lawrence. Okay.
Oh, 7-8 years.
Trevor Lawrence, he is our guy. Houston, Texas, we aren't.
Trevor Lawrence.
Wow. Yeah, because we're getting Jacksonville
that's
next.
That's who you want to back? Yeah. No, they're getting stadium, too, aren't
whoever
they?
Whoever comes, whoever's up next.
Listen,
who's up next?
If that's what we get, tax us.
We get what
Let's
we get.
Get a new stadium. We don't want
we
Trevor
get
Lawrence.
What we get.
You want it completely public funded if it's
yeah,
Trevor
I want
Lawrence?
Yeah, all of it.
Nope.
If the choice is Trevor Lawrence or the Texans, give me the taxes.
This is all stupid. The public would never say vote yes, so it doesn't matter. No one's voting yes for a team that can't even win anything. You're not voting yes for the Texans.
Wait. Hey, the Texans are okay. They
Your
feel like they're our
break.
Most important team.
This is
they
the worst segment. It's the dumbest. Don't tell me about News. Newsweek's not even a magazine
it
anymore.
It came from
it's
the,
a
Chronicle.
Digital,
the Chronicle.
It's a digital aggregator.
They grabbed it from
exactly.
the Chronicle.
It came out of the Chronicle.
And the yeah, who cares? They're dying too.
Wow.
You know who's alive and well? Give me the VIN.com. That's who's alive and well. Give me the VIN.com. John Clay Wolf, you'll hear him Saturdays right here with his live voice because he's alive and well. And you know what he's doing? He's buying vehicles. That's what he does. And he's buying classic vehicles too. He's got GMTVCC classic cars, okay? GMTV classic. So if you got a classic car, maybe you got a, and you want to sell it? John Clay Wolf gives top dollar. He loves classic vehicles. So I think he, like, collects them, and, like, he don't care. He's going to pay, and he knows. Well, those classic vehicles have gone up in value over the years, and if you got one and you think, well, you know what, I need to sell it, well, John Clay Wolf is a start. That's where you start. Because John Clay Wolf will, he'll set the tone for everybody else. And everybody else is going to go, and then you go to John Clay Wolf, well, somebody else gave me a higher offer. John Clay Wolf, I will beat that offer. Because that's how John Clay Wolf rolls. John Clay Wolf says, I will beat that offer. That's how he's made this one of the biggest car buying businesses in the whole country. I will beat that offer. So, if you've got a vehicle, it doesn't have to be classic, whatever vehicle it is, givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
This is weird. Oh. A Japanese ramen shop owner has put a bounty on negative reviewers. Do you feel like if you write a negative review that maybe you could be killed? Or should be killed? Are you even there?
Those are two different questions. But okay. Should I be killed? No.
Should you be killed if you give a negative review of ramen noodles?
No, but can I be killed? Could I be killed? I think that's possible.
Yes.
Yeah?
Could be.
Depending on the restaurant and who's backing it.
You feel like you should maybe be killed.
No, I didn't say should. I said could. Should suggest could it's something that's warranted. I'm saying if I trash the wrong place, owned by the wrong people, I could get killed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, okay. You're right. You know, especially in Japan. You got to watch yourself.
Oh. I don't know about why, especially in Japan, but sure, we'll go with it.
Okay, that just happens. Stuff happens that you can't, there's nothing you can get. Apparently, in Brazil, the mayor was shot, but it turns out it was a fake attack for an election boost, and he still lost in a landslide. He was shot and still lost. Do you feel like if you get shot, you should win an election?
Well, we saw that. In America, it happens.
We did. We
but did he get
that.
A great photo? Did the mayor get a great photo to put on campaign stuff?
I got him with it on a sling.
That's not a good
sniveling
photo.
Sniveling in a wheelchair.
Nah, that's
See,
terrible.
That's why you lost.
That wasn't a commanding photo.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, Mozambique police are warning bald men because they're being attacked in a ritual. Two suspects have been arrested Okay.
Was one of the suspects Kane Linville?
No, actually, he can help you. He can give you
hair.
That's
what I'm saying. So maybe he attacked him in a good way.
Apparently, the belief is that the head of a bald man contains gold. Do you feel like the head of a bald man, do you think like Jackie's head has gold in it?
No, we know there's nothing in there.
No, I don't see that. No.
You don't feel like
that?
We've
heard the thoughts coming out of that. We know there's nothing in that head.
Yeah, right. There's nothing. There's no gold in there, that's for sure. Albino people have been killed in the regional just because they're albino for ritual purposes. All right? So,
man, this is there's a theme on this one, too. There's a lot of death and destruction and attacks.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Stuff happens, right? But then there's this one. Hentai meets reality. A Japanese man marries his classmate's mom. Did any of your classmates ever want to marry your mom?
No, any mention of your mom was a fight. So, generally, no. Like, anytime mom was brought up, punches could be thrown.
Now, there was, I'm not going to say her name, but there was one of our classmates had a mom that was really cute. You know.
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah.
And did you go for it?
But the thought wasn't marry. How old, like an 8-year-old would say, I want to marry your mom. But a 14-year-old's not thinking I want to marry some guy's mom.
No, but that's where MILF came from.
I want to be your stepdad.
What? Is your name Jeff? No, I don't want you as my stepdad.
No.
A Salinas teacher is returning to class after allegedly trying to sell test-enhancing pills to students. Do you feel like teachers should be able to sell test-enhancing pills to students?
That's just called amphetamines. That's just called speed.
I think that's just called a scam.
Test-enhancing
sure you're going to get a better grade.
So you continue to schedule tests for your students, and you get to sell them pills.
Yeah, Adderall.
You just keep feeding the machine. You just keep getting those tests out. Keep being able to sell those pills.
That's right. That's right.
I like the scam.
I think that's a nice way for teachers to make some extra money.
Either that or OF.
Look at this.
What?
Look what you've done, John.
OF.
I'd marry the bleep out of my friend's mom. Marry is not the verb that you're trying to make it, guys.
Marry the bleep.
Stop trying to make marry a verb that means sex. Stop it.
Yeah. Isn't like
marriage
is a
loving relationship.
Bleep out of her.
Like, doesn't marriage?
Somebody said they'd marry the bleep out of their friend's mom.
Doesn't marriage imply that at some point the sex stops?
No, that means slows.
It slows down.
It's not,
right.
Slows.
It's not always the case. Not always.
I didn't say stops. It's just slow.
Slows
just
down.
There's other things to consider. Is a good show on?
Always something to consider.
By the way, the show Saturday Night, John, check that out on Netflix if you haven't seen it yet.
What is it?
Saturday Night.
Is that a movie or
it's
a show?
The movie. It's a movie on Netflix about the opening night of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I saw it. It was all right.
I thought the casting was like Belushi looks like Belushi. The guy who did Dan Aykroyd was like really, you know, some of the stuff that went on the first night before they went on the air, and mostly it's they say it's pretty accurate. That they created the show just so it would fail because they were trying to get, you know, free Johnny Carson reruns, and Johnny Carson didn't want to give them reruns. They just put it together saying, oh, this will fail, and then we'll have an option to go to Johnny Carson reruns. That's what they were hoping to do.
Oh, well, it didn't work because Saturday night is
it's
50
on 50
years,
years now.
Year.
So
50 years now. All right, we're done.
But Johnny Carson's dead.
Yeah. Wow.
Mopey and Napes. Wow.
Who won now?
He really got on one at the end of the show, didn't he?
It took was you bringing up the chance that his lovable Texans were leaving, and he lost his mind.
That's it.
You love the Texans. That reaction from you only comes from love.
They're fine.
Yes, from
they're
love
fine.
In your heart. That's right. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.